he lives in a tent and teepee just like the rest of the people. And he was the half-breed and worked for Hudson Bay Company. Somehow, in time period, he disappeared. According to the stories, they're very conflicting. As I was told by my grandmother, she says, it was the same name, Opaketahue, who adopted the child and became the bird, or Pinesis. And then it's expanded after that. But the first one, the first fisherman, it was not the same guy that existed in somewhere around 1870. It was a different one, not the same one. There was one who existed before that, before 1870. Whatever happened in between, that is, no one seems to know. So apparently, the Hudson Bay store was built around 1900 thereafter, not before, the first store. So that's where the Opaketahue existed. Before the Hudson Bay structure was built, in period and time, whatever that was, then it ceased. And then again it emerges again, Opaketahue, another person, not the same guy. And from that time on, that's when he became old and carried back. Whether that was the one or it could have been the other one. So there's a conflicting story about that. Anyway, this happened somewhere around there. We might say 1700, and then again it existed again, Opaketahue, in 1800. So, that's the story about Opaketahue. So that's as far as I am going to talk about this. The rest of it from 1930, 1920, I think from 1920 there's a record that shows that there was some kind of a structure after that, officially recorded. So that's as far as I'm going for that. And that's the end of the Opaketahue story. Somehow, Opaketahue is just a name, a person who did the job. And we don't know his real name. And it existed in somewhere around at the beginning of the fur trade. And then it vanishes for a little while. There's a gap there. There's no date. And then again, it's existed again in 1870 thereabouts, or before that. And it comes to emerge where we find Pinesi's name, the bird name. And finally, from that time on, that's where this Joseph Pinesi's came. And then Joseph Pinesi's has a son, which is John Pinesi's, who is my grandfather. So these Pinesi's families have lived in that, the mouth of the Wenisque River, ever since that time. So it's not important, it's just a person about Opaketahue, which seemed to have existed twice. At the beginning, 1700 thereabout, and again in 1800. What happened in between? So that's the end of the story. I will now stop for a while for lunch. We begin again. Now it is 10 minutes after 1, June 21st, 1999. Today is supposed to be Indian Day or Aboriginal Day. Whatever that means. Now I want to talk about the person by the name Grand Sophia. In our language he's called Kishe Swapi. I mean Grand Sapphire.